your grandfather saved all the butter and it got moldy.
Yes.
Did you have any special term for butter just before it molded?
No.
When it was strong?
The strong butter is all I've ever heard it called. Is there a special term some places?
No. Strong or rancid or...
Well, rancid lard and rancid butter, yes. The term is true. The word rancid was used quite often.
Did you lose much meat as a boy after butchering?
No, can't say we did. Mm-hmm. Usually, very seldom lost any.
What happened to that meat that you did lose? Did animals
just
eat it? Or
throw it away? Usually, if
meat
that we really lose would be after get midsummer and some of this solid smoked meat that gets so rancid, it wouldn't be fit to eat and just throw it away. And there isn't much of that. I don't know if any animal touches that solid meat.
Not even the bear.
No, they didn't leave alone.
What did you call milk? It was just beginning to turn sour.
Blanky.
And then when it curdled?
Curd.
Was that ever called clabbered milk?
Clabbered milk, yes. Clabbered. That's the only term. Clabbered milk, uh-huh. Yes.
And milk that was put in, I think it was hot water, and allowed to curdle, and then
cheese, you made for making the whey and the cheese. You run it through a colander or a cheesecloth.
Uh-huh.
Let that whey, what they call the whey, the liquid drain off, and then you have your cheese. It's just hardened clabber is what it is.
Did you eat it that way, or did you press it, or what?
It was always pressed dry. They usually hang that out in the sun, let it dry, and then season it with salt, pepper. Some of them used to use nutmeg on it. I never did, but sweeten it. I never ate it sweet. So.
Is that what's called cottage cheese today?
It's cottage cheese.
Is that what you call it then?
Just cheese, no steak.
It's just cheese.
Yes, it's, that name's coming later years, but it's the same thing.
I know, I've found smearcase.
Smearcase, that's the same thing, but it's a German term.
Was that term used here earlier?
My grandfather did use it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I never heard it used only by him because he's old German and uh-huh. Spoke to Danny's, or smearcase, I think.
And that word was naturalized in certain parts of the state. That's the one that was used.
Yeah.
Did your mother ever bake her food in a deep dish with bread, not with pie crust in the bottom? Maybe dish that?
Well, what was it? Yes, she did. Cobblers.
Mm-hmm.
Peach cobblers and your apple cobblers, your plum cobblers, yes.
Oh, you mentioned sand plums and making preserves. Did your mother ever take those and strain them and make stuff to spread on your bread?
Yes, plum butter that was, this plum jelly, that was one of the main sweet dishes, plum jelly, and we'd go out, perhaps spend a day and bring them in tub bullets for the ranch use out there, and then you'd cook them and press them. Well, they'd run them through a colander and the seeds and skins would be skimmed off, and you'd boil that down to butter, plum butter.
You mentioned lick. Would you call stuff that you poured on pudding lick?
No, it was just your straight syrup.
Oh.
Your corn syrup.
The stuff that you poured on pudding?
Sauce, I think that's the only term I ever heard used, was sauce, pudding sauce.
In some parts of the country, you might find dope for that.
Well, I never heard it used here, I don't believe. Just the pudding sauce is the only thing I've heard.
I haven't found it. I might get it down myself. What did you call food that you ate between meals? Perhaps you'd go up to the house for